This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have marched through Hong Kong to oppose government-sponsored legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The demonstration took place 3 days before Hong Kong's government plans to bring the bill to the full legislature, bypassing the committee process. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has pushed forward with the bill despite widespread criticism. Opponents say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants as in semi-autonomous Hong Kong, which was allowed to retain its own systems for 50 years following its handover from British to Chinese rule in 1997. But China's ruling Communist Party has been seen as increasingly reneging on that agreement by forcing through unpopular legal changes. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin said Sunday that President Donald Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if the U.S. leader cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping when they meet later this month. "We've stopped negotiating," Mnuchin said, with the next steps depending on Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of world leaders at the end of June. Trump has already imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, but now is weighing whether to tax an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese products, a move that would encompass virtually all Chinese goods exported to the United States. The world's two biggest economies have sparred for months over a trade deal, but have not been able to reach an agreement. Trump's threatened tariff hike came as G20 finance ministers meet in Japan. This is VOA News.